So, to put it bluntly, Nietzsche lacked Cain.
That's why he's dead.
I think the cuck call kind of was on point there.
Just gonna control F cuck.
It was pretty much MGTOW, which I guess is not a definition we read in the glossary.
It's in the glossary. It stands for men going their own way.
Did someone say glossary?
Hello, and welcome to Extra Credit, the young blood of podcasts. The snakes in the ball pit tonight are Fruit Hag.
Find women and fuck them. Find women via bars, clubs, social circles, hobbies, Tinder, on the street. They can be found.
Detective Slowpoke.
Stop smoking weed. Start journaling. We're tracking progress. Example, Dear Diary, I haven't winked in 30 days.
Ash 2.
The woman should be free if you're Machiavellian enough.
Agreed. And Amelia Blank. I'm a normal 22-yo guy, but I think it'd be cool to have a harem for a while. You know, the overly cliched kind. A bunch of women willing to do anything to please me. Anyone have any idea how much this is going to cost? I think
10 into million beta bucks.
It's going to cost a lot more than money. Oh, God. Blame it on the girls. Blame it on the boys. Hello, Extra Credit.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
We're not sure you were there.
It varies day to day.
Hello, are you there? Is it me you're looking for?
So, as you can see, we're a little short-staffed this episode. And, frankly, I don't blame the people that didn't show up today, because, oh boy.
Are we reading something fun? Because, you know, I'm in a great mood today. I had a nice relaxation.
Well, I'm going to give you a moment to hold on to that bliss and just remember it as a fond memory, because, we're going to be reading about the Red Pill. Which is basically just, like, a fancy philosopher way of saying misogynist douche. So, yeah. That's going to be fun for both us and the listener, I think.
So this is like a Matrix fan fiction. This isn't real.
Neither was the Matrix.
There are thousands of men who subscribe to this concept.
I question your definition of fun, but let's do this, I guess.
I think what we're going to do here is
Steve.
How about we get the introduction to the concept of the Red Pill and have Ash to read the introduction here.
All right, let me put on the most appropriate voice for this. Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the Red Pill. We've got almost 100 subscribers.
We now know Ash to's fat voice.
We've got almost 100 subscribers in exactly 2 weeks. This is incredible. Why have we grown so quickly? Because the red pill didn't work. Because there is truth in the red pill. Because men are realizing that the sexual marketplace has shifted away from what we have been taught.
I just realized I hate that phrase.
I don't remember that lesson in school.
Men who grew up over 30 years ago are discovering the world has changed. Men who are still growing up from the 80s, 90s, and even the last decade. Oh, they're still
I think a lot of these people are still growing up.
I'm only 35.
I don't think they will. They're starting to realize that what their parents taught them, what television and chick flicks taught them, what church and Sunday school taught them, it's all wrong.
Is there much like a pickup techniques taught in Sunday school?
Well, you know, as Peter 32-12 said, yo, homeboy.
Ash, you've never read the Bible, have you?
What gave it away?
Peter always peacocked hard.
God, this is so many words for 100 people. It's like he went, hello, yes, I have a soapbox.
Well, this was 3 years ago.
We've got almost 100 subscribers, and I've got 40,000 words for each of you.
Clearly, you've never been on Reddit.
Can we see what, like, how many subscribers do they have now?
I don't know if I want to know that number.
167,986. Oh,
that's rough.
There are 485 swallowing the red pill now.
Of course, I'm my brothers, they all believe this. They believe that all culture has become a feminist culture. A president cannot be elected today without succumbing to the feminist narrative and paying
them tribute. It's almost like women make up half the electorate.
Nonsense. How many times has Obama given credit for the manhood to his wife?
Oh, I thought you were making that part up.
well, how
did Obama come into this?
She was one of his greatest political advisors all through his career, but also he was raised by a single mother, but whatever.
I think while you're reading, I'm just going to interject whenever there's a nice little spot to stop and just read a title or two from the front page of the Red Pill currently.
Oh, God.
So currently we've got Field Report, My Session with an Escort.
What do you need game
this
if you're
has
paying
figured
her?
It out.
That's literally a sexual marketplace.
Easiest pickup of my life.
For her sake, I hope she charged sex.
You literally paid to get into a sexual marketplace.
Man, the DLC, though, in the sexual marketplace? Not really worth it. Alright, so how many times has debate hinged on women's pay gap? Which is a myth that gets lip service, because if you don't, you're a misogynist.
Where were these debates?
It's all of Reddit is what it is.
So if I keep doing Fat Boys, we'll just be here forever. I'm gonna get past this. So
you're gonna get out of
Reddit. I'm not here to parade the concepts of men's rights.
Yes, you are.
No, nor am I here to discuss self-improvement tips that our seduction now purports are to make you a better man.
I feel like r/seduction might be a future episode.
I think it would be a step up, actually. Not get laid more often. I am here to say, for better or for worse, the frame around public discourse is a feminist frame, and we've lost our identity because of it. But this isn't the end of the world. The world is changing, but men are still a part of it. There's no escaping us. We just need to make sure we're changing with it. It's too easy to blame feminism for our troubles.
I've never seen anyone do that. And I don't think I'm going to see much of it in this document.
Oh, I got another title. Wake the fuck up! See women for who they are, not who you want them to be! Okay, go on.
As an introduction to the topic, I want to outline what our focus is here at the Red Pill. Mastering the game. Game is an important portion of a sexual strategy. A lot of what you probably came here from our seduction and are probably wondering why we need a new subreddit if one dedicated to game already exists. The reason is simple. Game is a facet of the Red Pill sexual strategy. I hate this board game.
It's probably a more fun game than Monopoly, to be honest.
Sexual Stratego. I just want to go back to something you skipped over, which says, this is in bold, so you can tell that this person really means it. Maximizing happiness is the goal of every living creature on this planet. So I think what we're going to find is, as we read more of this, we're just going to get happier and happier.
Yeah.
Right?
And we're going to see a lot of really happy people.
Happy men dealing with happy women. Everyone's going to be happy.
Yeah.
So, yes, game got a bad reputation from girls who demonize manipulation. This is because game is an effective strategy against their own sexual strategy. I believe women's opposition to game can be attributed to the unconscious factors in women's sexual strategy. Please do read schedules of mating.
Also, can we keep track of how many times they refer to women as females? Like they're fucking, space aliens?
Females.
We're not going to be able to keep track of that.
When women start becoming vocal about their opposition to game, that's when men decided it would be necessary to make game more politically correct. Oh, we're not here to manipulate women to have sex with us. We're here to become better men. And thus, the theme of imperative took over game. When men think they must define their own sexual strategy in a way that best delivers results to the female sexual strategy, you know your own strategy will suffer. In a game of chess, do I politely not take out the opposition's queen in hopes to not offend or win the game?
Great.
So your plan is to kill women.
I really liked the real-time strategy game Command and Conquer, the female imperative.
I also like that I think what they call female sexual strategy is standing somewhere.
Oh, gosh. All right, so
it's almost like they're lonely.
Defining the strategy.
Because of the necessity to have good game, we must define what good game is. A large portion of the Red Pill discussion revolves around evolutionary psychology.
Does it?
Well, they took one course in back in freshman year, so...
He's basically a doctor at that point.
Actually, I can say, as a Redditor, they really, really do talk about evolutionary psychology a lot. It's called Biotruths. I'm sure it'll come up.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You'll see.
Finally, I think our focus should always remain on ensuring that we challenge the reality we perceive and discuss precisely and objectively whether or not our beliefs line up the testable results we can replicate. I am a firm believer that potential success cannot only be maximized in the... Why the two in a row? Jesus.
Did they use the word maximizing too many times?
Don't blame yourself. This is a fucking awful sentence.
You're like, oh, I thought I already read this. No, it's just there twice.
All right, take 10. I am a firm believer that potential success cannot only be maximized by maximizing your knowledge of the factors surrounding your success. Keeping your eyes closed and ignoring evidence and facts will not benefit you. It benefits us, though. Opening your eyes and acknowledging everything, no matter how good, bad, or painful it may seem, is instrumental in making decisions that will lead to the happiest, most successful outcomes.
That whole paragraph said nothing, I'm pretty sure. I took nothing away from that.
I just leaked it out of my head as I read it.
Well,
you can only maximize your chances of success by maximizing your understanding of how you can be successful.
Well, okay, all I know is that after getting out of my soapbox, I'm pretty sure I must have inspired some of the masses. Are there any...
I have another title.
Oh,
Retarded girls who want to have kids. How my friend's life was ruined. Single mom horror story.
Oh, God.
Damn, you should have saved that for the Halloween special.
The first comment was removed. Honestly, a lot of these are deleted.
While you're looking for good comments, I've got a title.
Go ahead.
Your dick is like broccoli. Unexpected red pill truths from a mainstream therapist.
See a doctor!
It's very bulbous and tastes
green.
Good with vinegar. Hatred of game and places like r/seduction stems from fear of control being shifted. Anything that suggest a man can choose who he wants to have sex with and under what terms is seen as evil. I thought it was funny when people started saying things like r/seduction is a form of manipulation and that somehow the women that choose to sleep with guys were doing so against their own conscious will.
That comment was posted 3 years ago and someone immediately replied a year later.
very prompt reply.
From Shiitake Fun Shrooms.
What was it?
Shiitake Fun Shrooms.
Now that's something that looks like a penis.
People focus too much on getting mainstream acceptance. In your post, you identify perfectly what's wrong with MSM, Jezebel et al. Being the worst offenders. But the reality is, it does not matter. What people bitch about and what they respond to will always be different. Don't look to be loved, look to be lusted. Care about your own shit first and foremost. Help who you want and leave who you don't. I'm not writing this to you, but to all the other men who spend so much countless hours worrying about the unfairness rather than acknowledging it and moving on.
That's a great way to have a conversation. Hey, I'm talking past you.
A key part of this is intense self-reliance and a heat-like mentality to support infection. In the film Heat De Niro,
great movie.
De Niro says never have anything in your life you can't walk out on in 30 seconds flat when the heat comes around the corner. To a lesser extent, to a less intense extent, it's extremely apt. So you know, don't form a relationship.
So yeah, this person is basically saying stay away from other humans.
Why are you living your life based on the movie Heat?
MRAs love heat. Or, sorry, red pillars. They're different.
He probably just went to Universal Studios, saw the writings, like, I relate with this on a personal level.
Well, what would the heat ride be like?
I very certainly warm. Take my personal philosophy from Universal Studios rides.
It's really boring. You stand on a little platform and pyrotechnics go off. yes, pyrotechnics are cool, but honestly, it's kind of boring. And there was cool, a Universal hot. Studios sidetrack for the moment. I don't even think the ride's around. I think they closed it.
I enjoyed that more than I enjoyed most of this stuff, so that's fine.
So let's just break down the movie Heat in the next 35 minutes.
Yeah, we got time.
Yeah, I've never seen it. What happens in that entire movie?
It's like
Wikipedia says.
It's a crime thriller.
What year did it come out? Tell me everything.
I think there was a bank robber or something. I don't know.
So I'm a little lost. Like, for some reason, I'm not a huge douchebag. So, like, a lot of things in those last few paragraphs really didn't make sense to me.
Well, there is a glossary, which I think.
Oh God!
What?
Oh,
you got words? You need words? I got words for you.
Nope.
Fruit Hag, why don't you give us?
Sure. Ask me anything.
You post this glossary under your Reddit name, Machiavelli Red.
Yes. That's one of my many Reddit names.
Let's start with the basics. Why don't you tell us what an alpha is?
All right. An alpha is someone who is socially dominant, someone who displays high value or traits that are sexually attractive to women. Alpha can refer to a man who exhibits alpha behaviors, more alpha tendencies than beta, in case you couldn't figure that out. But usually used to describe individual behaviors themselves.
Taught in, like, senior high school English that you can't define the term by using the term in the definition.
Again, welcome to Reddit.
An alpha is someone who exhibits alpha behaviors. An alpha behavior being an alpha is
behavior. Thank you for listening to my report on alpha behavior. Alpha behavior is great.
I would recommend alpha behavior to anyone who likes behaving like an alpha.
And anyone who does not want to be a beta.
I hope you enjoyed listening to my report as much as I did to write it.
So I kind of defined alpha in terms of how it relates to beta. So maybe if I define beta, then you'll understand what that meant. So a beta, beta, traits of provision. I'm already lost. Here we go. Traits of provision, either providing resources or validation to others, women, and perhaps men. Beta traits display low value to women if they are put on too strong or too early in meeting, giving without equity. Beta can be used to describe individual behaviors as well as people who have an overwhelming amount of beta properties opposed to alpha. So,
well,
I think if you combine those two definitions, you understand.
Do you? Can I just say that, at least from a technical perspective of that being a term in a glossary, it was a little bit better.
It's slightly,
but let me just paraphrase, just so we're totally clear. An alpha is someone who displays more alpha behaviors than a beta would, because betas are the people who display beta behaviors, unlike alphas.
Goddamn, alphas are just a bunch of shit.
Can you tell us what an alpha widow is?
An alpha widow is a woman, typically, but not necessarily post-wall. All right, here we go. Let's real quick.
See, post-wall.
Cross-reference, post-wall. A woman past her peak beauty/fertility. Depending on genetics, this can be a woman as young as 25 or as old as 40. Generally speaking, it is agreed most women hit the wall around 30. Women tend to become desperate to settle down at around
age
28,
29. So I'm assuming there's no wall for men.
No, there is. We're going to build a wall and the beta's going to pay for it.
So women hit the wall around 28 or 29, realizing they have limited time to secure a quality mate as their beauty diminishes. See the wall. Sure, let's go deeper and deeper into this.
Oh my god.
We're gonna define Alpha Widow.
To be fair, The Wall is a wonderful movie. How many definitions deep are we to get the second definition?
We are now reading our third definition to define our first definition. The Wall.
This is the Matryoshka doll of definitions.
Yeah, to learn what The Wall is, see Alpha Widow. The wall is the point in a woman's life where her ego and self-assessed view of her sexual market value exceed her actual sexual market value. Now, hold on. Where's sexual market value?
What's her blue market value? Like, what's the blue book market? The blue book value of the woman when she hits 28?
Well,
depends. Does she have dents?
Let me just see.
Is it more or less than a 1998 Honda Civic? Because I was thinking about training.
I can tell you what blue pill means, if that's what you're asking.
We still don't know what Alpha Widow is.
Yeah, well, see, the thing is, we're learning about the sexual market value. So, real quick, SMV, sexual market value. A shorthand statement for what you bring to the table, whether for a one-night stand or for a longer sexual/emotional relationship. Hey, the loop just closed.
Yay.
Free.
So let's return to the wall.
We could go back to Alpha Widow.
No, because we don't know what the wall is yet. The wall is the point in a woman's life where her ego and self-assessed view of her sexual market value exceed her actual sexual market value, the beginning of the decline. Usually...
We have semicolon.
Oh, no, God, what have I done?
We've struck
hey,
semicolon.
You know what? They used that semicolon correctly, I think.
I'm sure that's the only one we'll see.
Or did they? I actually can't
tell. Don't semicolons just make things... They make things more legitimate.
Yeah. That's how you can tell this person is smart. Not gonna assume gender. Could go either way, I'm sure. I don't want to make assumptions. So the wall usually occurs as a wake-up shock to women when they realize that their power over men and was temporary and that their looks are fading. This usually results with first denial and then a sudden change of priority towards looking for a husband. Even after hitting the wall, many women will squander a few more precious years testing her sexual market value with alphas to double-check, hoping her perceived decline was a fluke. This will make her get even more bitter when she finally has to settle for a worse beta than she could have gotten before because of squandering her youth.
I'm starting to get a headache. I'm confused. So should I open up a Roth IRA for my sexual market value?
Yes, but that's
unrelated. Should I buy some stocks?
Now, an alpha widow is a woman, typically but not necessarily post-wall.
Oh, God, we're back to this. Sorry, I forgot what I asked you.
Who's been abandoned by an alpha male. I already skipped ahead and see that this definition ends with the link to another definition.
Oh, it does, yeah.
No matter how great her new man is, she will perceive him as failing to meet the standard of the alpha she was previously associated with. Due to hypergamy... Scroll down. Hypergamy is the instinctual urge for women to seek out the best alpha available. This is marked by maximizing rejection. Therefore, women are the selective gender. Therefore, proved. A woman will vet her alpha through various shit tests. All right, scrolling down a little bit further.
No, wait, go back. Okay, please, just poop in this cup.
Can we please just finish this definition?
No, like you picked Alpha Widow. We're trapped in this loop forever.
Miss Blake, what have you done?
Don't worry, shit test is another closed loop. We might get out of this soon.
Oh, wait, it's a real thing?
Oh, you thought I was joking? Shit test, or fitness test. A statement or question meant to gauge your level of alpha traits. Now, back to hypergamy. A woman will vet her alpha through various shit tests to ensure his health on the alpha scale. She's conditioned to recognize a declining alpha, as hypergamy also tends to continue seeking out higher status males, even while with an alpha male. Shit tests allow her to prepare herself for eventually leaving when a new higher status male is found. If the male fails shit tests to a great enough degree, it will affect her feelings for him. He will effectively lower his sexual market value in her eyes. This will enable her to jump to the next male with ease and little remorse. So an alpha widow...
How is that wrong, but men doing that to women is not?
Have you learned nothing?
Because men are the supposed alphas.
Anyway.
What if you come across an alpha woman?
Doesn't
exist.
Men can be alphas, betas, and omegas. Women are just rated on a scale of hotness.
Go to a
just
gay
kidding.
Bar and shake and find...
Nobody would ever rate women by numbers. Anyway, due to hypergamy, we're back to Alpha Widow. A woman cannot date backwards. Once she gets, say, a male 8... She cannot date below a male 8 and be happy with him. If she does, she is just using said man for resources. BB. Scrolling
down. Here we go! At least this one's pretty close.
BB is beta bucks, which they don't bother to define.
Oh, so that's what the currency is in the sexual marketplace.
I can only assume the concept of beta bucks means that you, like, get a beta who, like, funds your life, essentially.
Or has a lot of, deer.
Sure. And doesn't really love him. Essentially, a damaged woman accustomed to
okay,
a tier
let's,
of man
I'm
she can
tired
no
of
longer
this,
attract.
Like...
Oh, no,
Miss
Blank,
it's over.
Miss Blank, I'm cutting you
it
off.
It only took 30 minutes.
You choose any... Yeah, you are not picking any more definitions. We're going with something simple now, okay? We're going with something simple like red pill. Please describe red pill.
Oh, no.
Sure. Let me just open 8 tabs for the various things that I'll have to read in the process. I already see one.
I doubt that'll happen.
Why would you do this?
By the end of the definition of red pill, I'll have read all of the other definitions. Red pill. The recognition and awareness of the way that feminism, feminists, and their white knight enablers affect society. White Knight. A man who comes to the rescue of a woman or of women reflexively, emotionally driven, without thought or even looking at the situation. Oh, there's two definitions.
Someone that might possibly be knights? I don't know.
No. Now, see, the thing about white knights is that they just do... They just try to make women like them so the women will have sex with them, which is pathetic. Red pillars try to make women hate them so they'll have sex with them, which is cool.
I know about the really weird friend-zoney white knights, but the definition they gave seemed to be like, they try to help people.
Well, let me hit you with the second definition. A man in authority who enables team women in his legislative actions, judgments, or rulings.
Go team women!
Reflexively, emotionally driven, without thought or even looking at what's right.
Go Wildcats!
Also known as the mangina.
Prepare for tampons. Make it double. It's team women.
Don't worry, they didn't bother to define mangina. All right.
So back to Red Pill.
That's the only loop in this one.
An awareness of the dark truths surrounding human sexuality. We're back to Red Pill. Hypergamy. Women's AFBB strategies. Here we go.
That's alpha.
It's the alpha.
Alpha
beta
fucks
thing.
Beta bucks. Okay, so yeah, they are saying that the value of a beta is in his money. The value of an alpha is in his peepee. Society's feminine imperative. Oh wow, that's like a recurring term. Okay, there's no definition for
it. Which is not defined.
Sexual differences in emotional attachment, women's attraction to DT traits for sexual dominance and violence. Scrolling up.
Is DT, is that dark truth?
DuckTales?
Oh god, it's the dark triad.
Oh god, yeah, we have to know what the dark triad is, I read it before.
A combination of three personality traits. Narcissism, Machiavellianism, and psychopathy, I think is how you pronounce that. An effective short-term sexual strategy. More in-depth information
Be
here.
A sociopath.
I am not clicking that.
So be a sociopath and you'll get laid.
Yeah, oh god, where even was I? Red Pill. Extremely politically incorrect. Expect reflexive social ostracism for even mentioning the Red Pill in polite society. Yeah, I can't imagine
oh
why.
Oh my!
Well, I can actually, no, I think probably the reason is they go, oh yeah, I'm into the Red Pill. They go, Red Pill, what's that? Well... Pulls out
well,
dictionary.
Since we know what,
where
we
do
know,
I begin?
We know what the red pill is. Could you tell us what the blue pill is?
Yeah, I certainly can. From The Matrix and its sequel. So this one's from The Matrix. I don't know what the red pill has to do with The Matrix, but the blue pill is from The Matrix.
The Matrix, written by two trans women and based on a book by a black cis woman. So, yeah, so it's philosophy based on woman.
I don't know about
that. Really sounds like it fits with my white male ideas. I couldn't say that with a straight face.
I think that the reason they like The Matrix is that in that scene in the final movie, there's like 50 million white men, and they're like, yes.
And they're wearing like trench coats.
Ooh, what's that below?
Hey, okay, blue pill. The path of conformity with society's expectations, the state of being unaware of the problems engendered by society. Compare with the red pill below. Don't mind if I do.
No.
Oh, no. I just saw this word. Could you tell us what cock carousel is?
Oh, the cock carousel is the period of time in a woman's life where she successfully exploits her sexual value and maximizes her hypergamous tendencies by having sex with as many alphas as possible. Usually happens between ages 18 to 27. Often ends when the woman hits the wall from the carousel spinning too fast.
I was going to say, is it spinning so fast that she just flies off the dick and smashes into the wall?
Are they trying to suggest that this is, like, descriptive of the lives of all women?
Well, all fuckable women.
Oh, okay.
Hello, lass. You seem like you want to ride a ride on the cock carousel.
Hey there, you look very fuckable.
Why don't you tell us what a unicorn is?
A unicorn. A unicorn is a horse with a horn.
According to Red Pill people.
Well, a unicorn is a mystical creature that doesn't fucking exist, aka the girl of your dreams.
Yay.
These
guys really do sound
more.
Like they want to maximize happiness.
Tell me what a plate is.
A plate.
Oh, something God. You eat off?
You're going to love this one. A plate is a woman with whom you're in a non-exclusive sexual relationship with. Spinning plates is the act of having multiple plates simultaneously. Plate. So You know how women don't get objectified ever? Let's fix that. Women are plates now.
It's like this guy, this one messed up individual that came up with all these terms, went to the fucking circus and went, I can take some of these and I can put them to push my agenda.
That unicorn they had in the pet in the petting zoo was great.
Fruit hag, you lied. I did not enjoy that.
In the comments, I'm Red Pope. Which I think is
there's one more that I have to read.
Oh, okay.
Which is Pussy Pass.
Oh, yeah.
Letting a woman off without actual consequences for illegal behavior.
Isn't that the trail that the Donner Party died in?
Yep. They all ate each other to death in Pussy Pass.
Anyway, what was Pussy Pass?
It's essentially the idea of Pussy Pass is when a woman commits crimes and then gets away with it because she has a vagina. You know, like in reality.
Mm.
That's why there's no women murderers.
Yeah, also, I can tell you this from my own personal knowledge of Reddit, which is way too extensive for my liking.
Well, you wrote this glossary, so I assume you know a lot.
That's right. There's an entire subreddit called r/pussypassdenied, which is of women doing questionable things and then basically getting punched in the face.
Oh.
Hooray for violence.
Yeah. Good, right? Is your happiness maximized yet?
Well, I'm Red Pope and I have 14 points. Which I guess means I scored a couple touchdowns.
That's a fortnight's worth.
you only get a point per day.
And I came up with my own definitions here. I have postmodern discourse.
Oh, thank
discourse.
God, more definitions.
Postmodern discourse. Rather than responding with logical arguments, attempting to silence any further debate by labeling the opponent as bigoted, misogynistic, homophobic, etc.
Wow, that happens to you so often that you had to create a term for it.
Odds
I wonder if there's a pattern.
Odds that Red Pope has created a Nazi Pepe.
Oh, you take that back.
Red Pep.
The other definition that gives us is time ho, which sounds like the greatest movie ever made.
Marty! I'm gonna get back to the time ho!
A girl who pretends...
But Doc, I don't know...
Marty! We need to go back in time to meet your ho! So a time ho...
Wait, Doc, in the future, you're telling me my daughter is my time ho?
A time ho is a girl who pretends to be interested, even though she has no attraction to you, seeking only attention and validation.
Now that I've finished Googling this Back to the Future reference, 1.21 gigawatts.
1.21 gigawatts.
Yeah.
All right. So
that's what I said.
Gigawatts.
Hello.
Gigawatts. Like
that's
boobs.
What I said.
Gigawatts.
Did you like it? Is this thing on?
Hi. This is Gaston Tourneau. Cook. I have 6 points. I've been mining the Reddit mines. I've not been doing very well. Anyway, so I have a definition. RPW. Red Pill Woman or Red Pill Woman.
That's my least favorite.
A Red Pill Women. A woman who accepts the tenets of the Red Pill and makes an effort to transcend her nature. Please accept into your religion, Red Pope.
Excommunicated.
Damn it.
There's
a definition here for the feminist imperative.
Oh yeah. Oh wait, are they implying that being someone that might like to have sex with people like the women that their inherent nature is anti-red pill?
Apparently they
let me teach you a little thing called bio truths, okay?
Well, oh, girls no, don't no. like Matrix movies, and I do, because, you know...
And girls
again,
certainly don't
so
make
cool.
Matrix movies.
Yeah, again, yeah. Detective Slowbook, why don't you read Longer Distance?
Hello, my name is Longer Distance. It's not about transcending her nature, really. It's about accepting it, if anything. It means realizing that feminism is trying to destroy both masculinity and femininity, and by rejecting it, ARPW actualizes her femininity.
Oh, so we're at Maslow's now.
Nah.
Oh my god, there's an FAQ. Am I a beta faggot? Yep. I've been on Ask TRP a lot lately, helping you budding alphas out and giving advice where I can. And I feel like I'm answering the same old shit, or seeing other people answer the same old shit, over and over again. And I'm fucking tired of tippity-tap typing the same old shit, and I'm guessing some of you are
so
too.
So whimsical.
So welcome to the FAQ.
Am I a beta faggot?
Yep!
But what if you is this special case?
There are no special cases. AWALT, which stands for All Women Are Like That.
So we have established here, all women are the same.
Yep.
All right. Right.
I'm a whiny beta bitch. Why is it so hard?
It wasn't hard. Everyone can do it. Hand the fuck up and quit whining.
Written out.
Did he come in the middle of that?
I'm a whiny beta bitch.
I came beta books everywhere. All right, so.
It's filling up my dresser drawers.
Oh no. My parents suck, and my dad's a beta bitch or absent.
I don't know where my dad is.
He left for cigarettes and didn't come back.
As did the rest of my family.
He went to the sexual marketplace 3 years ago and never came back.
Congratulations, you're 99% of TRP members. Work on TRP's basic tenets and make some guy friends.
So, if your father is either absent or respects his wife, then he's a beta bitch.
Yep.
I'm new to TRP. What should I do?
Read the sidebar, lurk more, start applying TRP tenets. What are those? Read the sidebar again. What are you, a goldfish? Now, before you go on, here's some great titles from the side of the sidebar of Reddit. We've got some new here. You got an introduction. You've got Confessions of a Reformed Incel, Michael's Story, The Misandry Bubble, and The Manipulated Man.
Manipulated Man is my favorite Harlan Ellison novel.
I'm suspicious. Is this a shit test? It smells like one.
Not everything is a fucking shit test. But probably. I'm probably having a heart attack right now.
There's a lot of ellipses. It seems like this guy is, like, out of breath.
I wonder if he might possibly be out of shape.
Ignore a green amplifier. A smooze mastery can't hurt either way. Oh god, that's making me lightheaded.
I didn't understand what that last sentence
meant. Take a breath, okay?
Let me just put some words in here.
I'm having a heart attack, I want to help you because I'm a nice guy. In fact, people call me a nice guy. What should I do?
Read.
No more Mr. Nice Guy. Apply.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that's read. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Apply.
Listen to the discography of Mr. Alice Cooper.
Do I tell my guy friends about TRP?
Is your name Morpheus? And your friend's name Neo? Then no. Lead by example. You can only unplug yourself.
What?
Wait, so when he says you can only unplug yourself, I assume what he means is it has to be your own personal choice to take the red pill. But also, this whole thing is him telling you why you should believe these things. Never mind.
And unplug yourself, he means jack off.
He obviously means take the butt plug out of your ass.
But my girlfriend put it in there. If my girlfriend / plate / prospect says this, what does it mean? What should I do?
How the fuck should we know?
Oh god.
Watch what they do, not what they say. When in doubt, escalate.
Declare war.
Literally never listen to a woman. Don't even bother.
Don't eat poison. I'm gonna eat that poison. Fuck you!
and nothing at all was lost.
My girlfriend /LTR/ wife is not fucking me, or not fucking me that way that I want.
In a diaper.
Linda!
Linda!
She keeps putting butt plugs in my ass.
Increase your sexual market value. Apply dread game.
Back to that glossary.
Oh, fuck no!
No. I think my girlfriend /LTR/ wife might be cheating or is making me suspicious.
Nine tenths, you're right. Demote or
I
next.
I went back to the definition for Dread Game, and I immediately see more definitions within it. This is great, though. Soft Dread. That is my fetish.
Well, no,
only hard
you jerk off to the 2011 film Dread?
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
But while soft.
That's just joking.
Here it says, girl isn't...
Creating, hold on, I want to read this sentence. Creating the possibility for female attention is enough to get the hamster going. What does that mean?
And let me guess, hamster's a definition too.
No, you better believe it.
Girl, and by girl, it's, you know, in caps.
You gotta sing it like the members of NSYNC.
There's so many ways you could sing it.
Girl!
Conveniently, the next three questions, I'll start with girl. So do that one. Next one, you can do Jukebox the Ghost. And then,
But yeah, I'm assuming it's referring to a gestalt entity of women.
I'll do the girl's part and then just complete the sentence.
All right, go ahead.
Girl!
Isn't that me back? What do I do?
Nothing.
Girl!
It's acting suicidal / crazily insane. What do I do?
Support her in her time of difficult mental health.
How much do you hate yourself?
I'm talking to you, so a lot.
Don't. Stick your dick in crazy. Next!
So the advice he's giving you here is only have sex with women who have really good judgment. So enjoy your virginity.
So, no, I think what he just said is abandon your girlfriend in her time of need.
Well, it sounds more like his advice is, oh no, you're in this situation? Why don't you try not having gotten into it?
I don't have problems. Goodbye.
Girl!
Row the cock carousel. Is she a good candidate for an LTR?
Nope.
Lord of the Rings?
Nope. You have one itis.
Back to the glossary.
I'll be back when you guys get done with the glossary, so see you later.
One itis. When a guy has fallen in love with a woman in the same way a boy loves his mother, he obsesses. Ooh, you okay there?
You didn't say mother. You didn't say mother right.
Sorry. One-itis. When a guy has fallen in love with a woman in the same way a boy loves mother.
Oh.
Yeah, why did they put the word his in there? He obsesses about her, but she does not reciprocate.
So no mother ever loves their child.
I'm not surprised.
Mother.
Oh, what would that song by Danzig be like if he sung it like that? Mother.
I don't get that reference at all, but I know I like it.
How do I not lose my girlfriend / plate? Oh, right.
Are we done?
Yeah.
Are you guys done?
We got a new question for you.
Don't be afraid to lose her. Abundance mentality.
Back to the glossary.
Dread game.
Back to the glossary.
Also, one-itis.
I'm so glad you heard me through the door.
It's a good door.
I think if you can hear really clearly through it, is by definition a bad door.
My door's a window.
Especially if you can hear this through it.
So should I fuck girls I work with?
Are you a porn star?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Then,
but if I wasn't,
your voice really sounds like one.
Are you jerk? Are you like dying of a heart attack or jerking off? What the fuck is going on over there?
Well, it's because again, I'm a porn star. He can't handle it.
I went on for a run.
Hey, you seem like a very trustworthy person. Help me analyze my texts.
You probably texted too much. Text for logistics only, or if they text you first, and then only 2/3 of the amount that they text you. Don't try to be cute. Never send pictures of yourself.
What?
Unless it's your dick, I assume.
Isn't pictures of yourself maybe follow under logistics? Or if you get the meter or something.
No. They'll know it's you when they see your pink messenger bag and your pink Converse high tops and your.
Or when they smell the Axe body spray from the doorway.
I just like to imagine that the girl sends one text like, "Hey, let's meet," and he's like, "I can't text back."
Well,
you
only
text
back
me 3 more times so I can respond.
You can only text back 2/3 of the amount, so let's meet. So just text back, no.
I'm picturing like, let's meet, no reply. Where are you? No reply. I'm going home. Wait!
Wait, I'm right here.
Wait, I have sexual market value!
Here's a picture of me!
Alright, and the next question is actually very, very precise. Alright, so what should I do if...
What do you want to do? Do it.
Okay.
I want to stick my dick in crazy.
No, I said no.
That's
fucking...
But you just... What, you just
he just said!
That's did that just seem very anti-consent? I don't. If I read too much into it?
I don't know where you're getting that from. I'm sure all of these people are very pro-consent and, you know, just empowering women. I don't know where that's coming from.
All right, so I'm gonna stop talking to you and just start naming off dating websites. Tinder, OkCupid, Plenty of Fish.
It's a crapshoot. Excuse sexual market value in favor of women. Work on your in-person game. You're proficient with approaching and closing. Use online dating as supplementary.
And then I'm just going to have an aneurysm and kind of just like stare off in the distance and then mumble anything that involves your wife.
We might be able to help, but...
Did he just change perspective?
This guy's over a married red pill.
Like...
They probably have a lot more to offer. Okay, I think that's it. I'll have more to come up. Stay frosty!
He wrote Stay Frosty. Is he the wacky neighbor from a 90s sitcom?
He might be Arnold Schwarzenegger, actually.
Stay Frosty! Hang on, I need to get back to my 6 illegitimate sons.
How would you all feel if I told you that I had a post titled Red Pill Poem?
Why the fuck are we reading it right now?
Based on a true story.
Oh, God.
I remember a time when I was 18. I loved a girl who I thought was so fresh and so clean. She had me under her spell, and I loved her till no end, but she broke my heart forever when she said, let's just be friends. She had plenty of offers, there were always guys around. She would always pick the bad boys and let them take her to town. I was shy, chubby, and awkward, like the nice guy in the songs.
Oh yes, I know those songs.
You know all those songs on the radio about chubby, awkward men. But I
was
determined
to change
things. I know a lot of
songs by chubby, awkward men. They're usually having
her choices wrong. Now 10 years later and things have turned around. Her looks are kind of fading and she is gaining a few pounds. I have changed immensely. I'm not the boy I used to be. I'm become the man I've always wanted, a success for all to see.
Sure.
Now all of a sudden her attitude has changed. She started to notice me. I was now in her range. I received a call one day, a surprise out of the blue. Do you still love me? Were the words you said to me true? I looked at her smiling, examining her up and down. That once pretty face, which has now become quite round. I can now see clearly, a sad woman with a double chin. A woman losing her power, and desperation creeping in. So
wait,
I told her bluntly...
isn't this guy chubby?
No. So I told her bluntly, and this was the truth. I never noticed before, but you have a buck tooth.
But that never mattered. I would have loved you till the world ends.
It was you, remember, who decided we can only be friends. This is the next part is in quotes, but I don't know who's talking. The context really does not, So now that you've had your fun, you're looking to settle down.
I guess you're the guy?
I think it's both these guys. So now that you've had your fun, you're looking to settle down with a guy like me who you think will provide and stay around. But guess what, lady? I don't play that game no more. I'm done treating you like a princess, when I should treat you like a whore.
Pushes up glasses. was that the same rhyme scheme as, like, fucking... I thought it sounded like,
Shit?
The Night Before Christmas.
Kinda did.
Oh, yeah!
The Night Before Red Pill. And all through the Reddit.
Well, let me tell you a story.
So I snuck onto her roof and dropped down through the chimney. Oh.
Then the alarm sounded and I woke from my dream and I actually met a woman and she started to scream.
Let me tell you a story about how a woman flat out refused to pay for her drinks last night. I met with a chick from OkCupid. She picked apart pretty high-end restaurant. I usually aim only to get drinks,
but it was near her place, and that was where I wanted to end my night. You know, to have sex and shit.
What's that? Let me check the glossary.
Everything went fine. Drinks, laughter, making out, a little finger-banging, etc.
The fuck is the etc.? You finger-banged her in a restaurant.
Diaper play.
Furry porn. When the bill comes, however, it was not cheap. I ask her to kick
in. Oh, he is still in the restaurant. Okay.
Yep. I ask her to kick in what amounted to about 20%, just so I didn't have to pay the more than expected full freight. She flat out refuses to do so. I don't pay for drinks. Men should do this. Blah, blah, blah. It's not like when we talked, I was like, hey, let me take you out. No. This bitch straight up just shows up, eats and drinks like no tomorrow, and expects me to pay. Well, fuck that. I was pretty insistent that she helped pay something, and she refuses point blank. I leave to go to the restroom, slip out the back door, and leave her with the entire Whoa! Bill.
Oh god, you sound like a
fucking
great person.
I go home and masturbate. Oh god, thanks for putting that in my head.
Oh wait, that's actually there.
No.
She sends me a couple angry texts, or whatever. Semicolon.
She only sent you two angry texts. If she had sent you one more, then you would have been able to respond
twice. Man, I thought that was a semicolon, but I just have a smudge on my computer, I guess. Oh, my question is, Colin, how would you guys have handled this?
Not like that.
Am I in the wrong here?
Not at all.
I'm not sure if this is the best play.
You think? What is this, like a Saturday afternoon sitcom?
It's the new Chuck Lorre sitcom. Two and a Half Douchebags.
I think they already achieved that with Two and a Half Men.
Everybody Hates Women.
Pricks.
Can someone take AOS student?
I'll take AOS student.
How many points do you
I'm
have?
I'm AOS student. I have 72 points. As soon as you let her pick the location, she had you pegged as beta bucks. Live and learn to be more assertive.
Oh.
Huh.
Yeah, more assertive than telling her to go fuck yourself and abandoning her in the restaurant to masturbate.
Throw away AA2, sis. This bitch probably believes in gender equality too. Fuck her. I know it sucks, but split the bill up front. You know that thing you didn't do? You should do that. Yeah, that means you have to deal with what you dealt with at the start of the date. But isn't that TRP above being a man? Not putting pussy on a pedestal. Say what you want.
He immediately runs back to the restaurant. He's like, okay, let's do this over. Let's spit the bill up front this time.
Not putting pussy on the pedestal. I've heard of that.
If you want to hear more
back
about putting
glossary.
Pussy on a pedestal. No, no.
Okay, so...
Is that in a glossary of some kind?
No, this next comment was written by the band Enter Shikari. Whenever a girl asks me for a drink, I go, you didn't do anything to deserve it.
What the fuck? Thanks, Edgar. Thank fucking Ebenezer Scrooge. I'm Flavors of the Moon. Ha ha! Fuck that bitch! You were perfectly willing to show 80%. You were being completely cool. She picked a place she knew was overpriced.
You sound really cool. Sneaking out of the restaurant and going home to masturbate. You're a really cool dude.
I bet he jerked off to hentai.
The king's jester, I think, knows. I think it's about being cool. You were saying.
Shit test passed. Mm-hmm. Thank you, my liege.
Netrangi adds, fucking gold that you straight left, I would have done the same. A++.
I just saw the title of the next thing and I'm so happy.
Oh my god, okay, what's the name of the next topic in the doc?
Should I let my girlfriend turn plate continue shaving my balls?
Oh, this is pretty new. This was submitted 12 hours ago when this doc was made.
Oh my god.
It was submitted by a dragon.
A dragon. Rawr, rawr,
rawr. Not just any dragon.
A pill dragon.
Somehow even worse.
It better be like fucking Molly or something.
No, it's the red pill. What are you even saying?
I wanted the Molly dragon.
He's just sick of his normal dragon life where dragon females are constantly stomping on his balls.
Dragon gonads!
Make them squeal! Anyways.
Hi, Ask Terp. Pill Dragon here. I've been seeing this girl for the past few months. We used to be friends before, but I'd always harbored an intention of banging her. So after a concentrated year of monk mode, back to the glossary, she made a move on me.
So he enclosed himself in a chrysalis, and he emerged a pill dragon. He was a pill worm, and now he's a pill dragon.
So I came down from the mountain, and after a great first 3 weeks in which she drunkenly confessed that she was in love with me, I entered into a relationship with her. I used to go to her for advice when I used to pick clothes and shoes when we were friends, haircuts as well, so once we started banging, always at her place, never got her home, I followed the logical route and got her in on my manscaping.
Ugh.
That is logical.
Soon she began shaving my chest, crotch, balls, and legs, because I play soccer, no homo.
Fuck you.
However, fuck you for the no homo, and two, you skipped a semicolon.
Despite possessing a great rack, she isn't really girlfriend material, and I corrected my mistake a week later by demoting her to plate.
Wait, a great rack determines... Now it just sounds like you're going to IKEA.
No, it doesn't determine, it just, it really strongly
I think
implies.
Having a great rack would make a terrible plate.
My food keeps sliding off.
She took this surprisingly well, thanks to her not wanting to be around me. Thanks to there being a chance that I'd be back dating her, maybe in a few months, which I deviously planted in her mind.
Oh, honey, no.
Honey, please,
probably
you could do better than this guy.
She was my only plate at the time.
I can't wait for this to become about shaving his balls.
But then I got another plate, a less sexually pleasing but more stable creature. A female. Volatile ex finds out about the competition via a hickey on my neck when she's on top of me and proceeds to
lose
her
shit. You didn't say female enough, like, with enough reptilian mouth slapping there.
The females. Tears, screaming. She even tried hitting me, but, you know, I'm alpha as fuck, so I pinned her down then. After about 20 minutes of cajoling her, she got back into her groove and we finished what she'd started.
Shaving my balls, I assume?
Well, here's the tricky part. Day after is my next grooming session. We do it around once a week, and I'm quite punctual about them. After her recent discovery, I'm not sure whether she's safe for the job. Losing her services would be a shame, but we all, you know, we gotta protect our jewels at all times as a dragon.
Is she shaving you with a fucking straight razor?
I would hope
she's shaving them with a machete. I'm a dragon.
Also good.
Pros of letting her continue. She's well-trained and knows exactly what I like. She's silent as a lamb, and it's weirdly therapeutic having a naked girl shave your body. Also, the second plate isn't up for it because she's staying in a college dorm, and to find someone else, I'd have...
What age do you think this guy is?
Please shave my balls. Oh, I can't. I live in a dorm.
What age do you think this guy is? He has a college, like... side piece.
He's a dragon, so he could be anywhere between 3,000 and 5,000 years old, I'd say.
Yeah.
Find someone else, I first have to plate them, so I'm presenting them at a restaurant.
I'm serving their head on a silver platter.
Then get them to like the idea and then train them. Oh.
How to have your dragon train you?
Let me show you this WikiHow article. So it's a bit of a process. No. Cons. Possibility of a ripped ball sack upon her
No, and this is sack SAC, so this is like ripped ball Sacramento.
He's a dragon. Yeah, they have different biology.
Oh, this upon is the her. Only guy that can, he's a dragon, so this is the only guy that can excuse saying females.
I gotta get through this sentence in one go.
Okay.
Cons. Possibility of a ripped ball sack upon her discovering any bite marks upon my body. Or she might slack up and do a shoddy job. She either could tear my balls apart, or she might not shave them very well. I'm very particular about my body hair.
Oh, so, alright, so what's this guy's name?
Pill Dragon?
Pill Dragon.
Pildrak, come closer. Come closer, all right?
Yeah.
I hope your balls get nicked, and then your arteries.
Oh, that sounds really good. I think I deserve that.
I'm Archwinger. I have 3 points.
Ah, fellow of my species.
Yeah. Act like it's no big deal, and keep getting, using her for her services. You own that woman!
Yay!
If she accidentally...
I kind of went strong bad there.
I attacked the email. If she accidentally nicks you, you have to alpha up and show her who's boss.
Just possibility of a ripped ballsack.
Dear Strongbot, just don't leave any marks. If you need help hiding the body, PM me.
It's funny because it's misogynistic murder.
It's funny because they're definitely joking.
It's just a prank, bro.
What does B-Pass fuck say?
Yeah, bro. Just keep a sack of oranges handy, bro.
Okay, so what does B-Pass fuck mean?
Hit her with a sack of oranges?
You just gotta keep a sack of oranges, bro.
I think he wants him to go, like,
I think he's trying to prevent scurvy.
Dragons do have to worry about scurvy.
He's a pirate.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to skip the topic labeled "Making a Conscious Effort to Turn Gay."
I like the title of this one. What the fuck is wrong with us?
Because you have like another 4 hours.
Guys who drink, do drugs, steal, cheat, and beat women get relationships. Some of them even have multiple relationships at a time, with the women knowing about other women and being okay with it. Guys who talk about completely racist and horrible shit, such as killing all immigrants. Killing all immigrants. And throw. Dear Strongbad, how do I kill all immigrants?
Hey, Strongbad, why do you hate women so much?
Get out of my house! Throwing the corpses to the sharks get women. Get married and have kids.
Is he low-key talking about Trump?
No, they're talking about themselves.
Mass murderers get women, fawning over them and setting letters to prison? I think he meant sending.
Set letters to prison.
Dear prisoner.
Think Breivik and Lanza. Some of them get women to do their killing with them, like the toy box killer. Another fucking person.
How you typing?
The person you should strive to be. Some women even have sex with animals. Not that I search for it every day. Complete creepers and socially very weird people go on dates. People who pull pieces of toilet paper out of their pants and offer it to their dates.
What the fuck?
What porn has this person been watching?
Do you really want to know?
Minecraft porn or creepers?
Oh, no. He gives a recommendation.
What porn has this person been watching?
For more fun stories like that, read Worst Date Ever threads on 2X chromosomes and Ask Women. Supposedly, even some red pillars and poors go on dates, have relationships, and even have kids. People having World of Warcraft and other MMOs find relationships online.
So I guess this is an incel post.
How can we be worse in all possible ways than those complete fuck-ups? So there is no women ever like us?
Maybe if you actually treated women like people.
I don't understand.
That sounds really hard.
That'll work.
I'm not a self-labeled nice guy. There is no justice in this world. Oh, I just got really gritty. There is no justice in this world.
It sounds like you're fucking Light from fucking Death Note or something.
I will be the god of this world. We should accept that we are living in enhanced jungles. Just accept it. Accept it. Most of the people, especially women, adore power. In Nazi Germany, women choose Hitler.
No one thought Hitler was the most attractive guy. He was a one bald dude with a micro penis and a comb over.
The most attractive guy.
Well, to be fair, they would rather have sex with him than these people.
In Nazi Germany, women choose Hitler, the most attractive guy.
He won it. He won it in the yearbook in his senior year. Most attractive guy at the Nazi homecoming dance.
Olympics.
Most attractive Fuhrer. I think this mat explains. Women are more likely to adore power. It is no misogyny. It is their nature.
My username is...
That's not what it says. It's...
And what is your title?
Permanent Virgin!
And what's your score?
You know, I've been working in Reddit mines all day. I've only gotten 4 points.
No, you don't.
I'm sorry. That's a negative 4 points.
You're in Reddit debt.
So let's find out what said that even
that's not his full name. It's
That's Mr.
Permanent Virgin.
The Permanent Virgin.
We're a genetic failure.
And there's no apostrophe, so
women would rather.
They were genetic failures.
What the fuck is wrong with us?
They're better now.
We're genetic failures.
Genetic.
Our genes are better now.
Women would rather have sex with cucumbers, gorillas, monkeys, dogs, cats, and even etc. than to have sex with an incel.
What does that say about you?
And this guy took a survey. Excuse me, ma'am. Here.
Oh my
god,
I'd rather
check off which things you would rather have sex with than me.
I'd rather have sex
with
a dog.
Yeah, let me just check all.
What's that second question? Preferred pet? Yeah, I'd rather have sex with that than you. So, normies and women just view incels as animals, but not really.
Normies are not going to be on the glossary. It's basically people that aren't incels.
Oh, God. Sorry, I just read where the rest of that sentence was.
Oh, yeah.
Why do these guys keep talking about Hitler?
It's Reddit.
Never mind.
I am not. I'm just saying that we have less rights than 7th century slaves or Jews in concentration camps.
Fuck you.
We don't even get to go to the moon. They just want us to be tortured and killed. They want nothing to do with us.
Are 17th century slaves better off than 19th century slaves? Why is that particular century slaves?
They didn't have technology.
They wanted to sound smarter.
Oh, okay.
They're like, look at me, I know which 100-year span there was slavery for.
And only during that
and
time.
Screw you, 19th century slaves! Well, my name is Advanced Atheist, which I think might be a spinoff of Amazing Atheist.
Power up.
I got my DNA tested by 23andMe. I am free from markers for a whole lot of genetic diseases. So where is my alleged genetic inferiority?
Your personality.
That's not inherited. Hello, I am Levine Face.
No,
which one?
All of them! Look at this picture of a cat!
I mean, it's forever alone, if we're being honest.
Oh, man.
You'll see.
So, woohoo, woohoo! Is anyone else so far gone? They can't even picture themselves with a woman? Woohoo, woohoo! I'm far gone!
Thanks, 30s Daffy Duck.
What's the rest of your post say?
Human intimacy is so alien to me that I couldn't even picture it or understand what it's like!
Yay!
That's feel when...
I feel like,
we all know that feel.
That feels like it was a line written from, like, Catcher in the Rye.
That's my favorite book!
Phonies everywhere.
Oh my god, I need to read Resentful Brother. This guy is...
Yeah, go ahead.
So
what's
gross.
He has a little title, KHB.
I have no idea what that means.
I think 23 is his age, I assume, but...
It's kissing and hand-holding virgin. He's 23 years old, he's never kissed, he's never held hands, and he's a virgin.
He has 19 points.
Negative 19.
Wait, what?
Oh, negative 19 points.
I can't picture myself ever loving a woman I'm not related to.
Mother.
I don't know, I've been denied love by so many people, friends and otherwise. The only people I can ever be sure will ever truly love me is my family.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, it is. It is. It is. Really is.
Please don't ruin that.
Okay.
I can see myself getting married at a distant possibility, but I can't picture myself sacrificing my life for someone that's not my family. Maybe if we have kids together, that might change.
All right, this is a little weird, but...
Wait.
He's talking about the imaginary distant wife.
Just
to be clear, he's not talking about incest. He's saying he could see himself potentially in some circumstance marrying someone who he's not related to. So we're good.
Can I just say though that it's kind of interesting that the bar is set so low that the threat of the incest, like, there's no incest in this. Well, thank God.
And the post is over.
To be honest,
I just wish they'd make a law where you could marry your sister.
No, God!
You agreed to get a vasectomy.
Go to jail!
Don't worry.
God. Somebody comes in who's really, really rational. Linear man. Would your sister be willing to marry you?
I don't know. I think she would. We're really close. I genuinely love her. And this is coming from someone who violently hates almost literally everybody.
You sound great.
Oh my god.
Why are you a kissing and handholding virgin?
I don't know.
I keep severing
your
hands.
I mean, haven't you made any effort to lose your virginity?
She wouldn't take my virginity even though I asked her. But she offered to pay for a hooker. Which I refused. This is gonna make me pass out.
I'm really sad that
okay,
this...
Hey, take a breath, take a breath and try to figure out if you're fucking
You're so gross that the least gross thing that you've done in this story is refuse to accept the hooker that your sister was going to pay for after you asked her to take your virginity. That's the least gross thing you've done here.
Did fucking Fred West write this?
I don't know. Marriage entails sex, right? I can picture her marrying me out of love, but not out of sex. Like, she'd have to have sex if we were married, right? I hope so.
I hope so.
No!
I hope so. She could easily get a Chad to marry her if she wanted, but she's pretty grossed out by Chads. I don't even think she likes sex.
Who the fuck is Chad?
Chad Thundercock.
His brother
is Chad Thundercock.
Yes,
Chad's the term that they use for, like,
Chad Thundercock.
The very stereotypical image of a like, I get all the women. I'm a super alpha male.
Anyone from Jersey Shore.
Yeah, basically anyone from Jersey Shore or literally any high school comedy.
Thanks, Navi.
Can you please end this? Yes.
She at least tells me sex isn't that great and I'm not missing out.
Oh god, why are you talking about your...
You're not done yet. Dame Gothel says, did I just read this right? You asked your sister to take your virginity?
Yeah. I'm kind of fucked up that way.
That is pretty funny.
You should totally be stand-up.
I asked more than once, but I've...
Oh my god, stop!
I've done a bunch of shit. I don't know, I hate being a virgin, but I just want to lose my virginity to someone I love. And she's like the only person I feel any closeness or warmth from whatsoever.
Please tell me you're not living with her.
Jesus, it's been 24 hours. Will you have sex with me this time?
Don't worry, she never said yes, and she's always firmly shut down the suggestion. So I doubt it will happen anytime soon. One can dream, I suppose.
No, I will never, ever do that. Stop asking me. All right, I'll check back tomorrow.
Oh, and so he kind of stops talking about sex after this, but don't worry, it somehow gets really creeper. Like, she's kind of enabling him at this point.
Well,
I think this was a cut monologue from Psycho.
She dedicates so much time and effort to taking care of me. I don't know why she doesn't just do it. Like, she spends so much money on me. She cooks all my food, washes all my clothes, cleans up after me. She's basically like my wife anyway.
Fuck you!
You're worse than the guy who thought you were being oppressed more than Jews in concentration camps.
She does all that shit for free for me because she loves me, but she can't find herself to just lie on her... For 2 minutes? I don't know. I'll never understand women.
That's a problem, yeah.
I mean, you know, sex isn't that big of a deal and it's overrated.
I don't understand human beings.
And why is it so hard to let me have a go?
It's so weird. My sister cleans my room, but she won't fuck me.
God, that whole voice, I had like this really creepy grin and now my jaw hurts.
Then why won't she let me have a go? It seems like it was British the whole time.
Oh, yeah, do that.
Oh, why won't she let me have a go?
It sounds like a British schoolboy in my head now, and that's even creepier. I'm done. I'm leaving. I'm done with this fucking website. What the fuck did we learn?
I learned that so I'm not a bitch, that if I'm in an employee or employer, I need to do my fucking work. That's all I learned.
I learned a lot of definitions of words. But not enough.
I think I learned more than enough. I don't think I learned anything. I don't think I want to learn anything. I mean, honestly, like, I know we make fun of our subjects. We come across like things that we ridicule and mock. But this is the first thing. This is the only thing I can come across that I feel complete derision towards.
I maximize my happiness. Let's review. You all, how happy were you at the beginning of this compared to right now at this moment after reading that?
I feel better that I'm not these people.
There you go.
Congratulations. Ah. You've done it. You've learned the true reason for the red pill. It's a zoo that we sit in, look on, and realize we're not them. And we probably never will be.
And if you would have sit in a forum and feel better about the other users, come to Ball Pit!
Yay! And if you want more episodes from us and look at the pretty episode art that Dr. A makes and any like show notes and stuff, and over to our website, that's the F minus, that's thefmin.us. We are the greatest zookeepers of all time.
Step right up. I've never been to a zoo.
Welcome to the Red Pill.
Bye.
Strong Bad, are you having it? Sorry, never mind. Edit that out. Edit out my terrible attempt at Strong Sad.
Nope.
Nope, okay. I lose.
We're starting the episode with it. Yay!
Oh, God.